The Federal Reserve raised its interest rate for the second time in 3 months.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Fed raised its overnight lending rate by 0.25% on March 15th. This is the second increase in this rate in 3 months, with a promise of more to come. The economy has shown steady growth in the last 2 years, and employment growth has been phenomenal, and by now it is approaching the so-called full employment level without, as of yet, having much effect on inflation. Since the end of the recession, unemployment has dropped from 10% to its current 4.6% level, while inflation, instead of rising, dropped to less than 1% in 2015. It recovered somewhat by the end of 2016 at 2.1%. And all of this is happening in an environment of extreme low interest rates ushered in by the Fed, which also more than quadrupled the monetary base. Based on all historical references, this should have created a triple-digit inflation. Yet here we are with inflation rate of around 2%. The 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were a lot more restringent trade and currency barriers, which significantly reduced the flow of goods and services across borders. Open trade and exchange policies prevent, or at the very least, limit inflation in an individual country. Since inflation happens when a lot of money is chasing a few goods, open trade solves the problem of few goods when the entire globe is the market. What we have experienced thus far has been very low inflation. So why is the Fed not only raising its rate, it is promising more increases this year? The reason the Fed is acting now while inflation is still quite tamed is because the Fed cannot wait for high inflation to hit before taking action. Some of us still remember Paul Volcker's strong-armed attempt to deal with the 14% inflation of the early 1980s. He hiked the federal funds rate to more than 19%, some 18 percentage points higher than the current rate of close to 1%. Of course, almost all economists blame Volcker's action for the devastating double dip recession that ensued. It should be acknowledged that Volcker's action did reduce the rate of inflation, however, at extremely high cost to the economy. The Fed has not only abandoned its expansionary monetary policy of the past, but it has been practicing a soft contractionary monetary policy since October 2014, siphoning out some of the excess money that it pumped into the economy for 6 years. In the face of high employment and increasing wages and an inflation rate that has more than doubled since the election, the Fed is poised to exercise tight monetary policy to prevent the economy from overheating. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.